"I blast your eyes, Bildad," cried Peleg. "Thou dost not want to swindle this young man. He must have more than that."
777th, again said Bildad, without lifting his eyes, and then went on mumbling, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also."
"I am going to put him down for the 300th, said Peleg. "Do you hear that, Bildad? The 300th lay, I say."
Bildad lay down his book, and turning solemnly towards him, said, "Captain Peleg, thou hast a generous heart, but thou must consider the duty thou owest to the other owners of this ship, widows and orphans, many of them, and that if we too abundantly reward the labors of this young man, we may be taking bread from those widows and those orphans. The 777th lay, Captain Peleg."
"Thou, Bildad!" roared Peleg, starting up and clattering about the cabin. "Blast ye, Captain Bildad, if I had followed thy advice in these matters, I would afore now had a conscience to lug about, and would be heavy enough to founder the largest ship that ever sailed round Cape Horn.